Thousands of migrants, mostly from Honduras, is heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border.
Migrants claim they're fleeing poverty, homelessness, and hunger, made worse by a pair of hurricanes last year. Here's what migrants heard from the incoming president. Plans to legalize 11 million migrants. Biden also promised to end the Wait in Mexico program. Biden promised a 100-day moratorium on deportations.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this MLK holiday, we've got some pretty nice weather to talk about and lots of sunshine, still a little breezy, high temperature up to about 56. The normal high, by the way, is 57. Clear, cold again tonight. We'll be close to the freeze mark. I have us 33 right around dawn tomorrow morning. Warming trend begins tomorrow. We'll be in the low 60s with sunshine, mid-60s. Nice day Wednesday. Rain returns Thursday and Friday with highs in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hey, folks, it's Jody.
And Kathy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Barricades are set up around the Capitol complex in downtown Montgomery ahead of possible protests leading up to Inauguration Day. Montgomery City offices will be closed to the public Tuesday and Wednesday. Tomorrow night's city council meeting has also been canceled. Montgomery County offices will be closed Wednesday. Montgomery Public School officials are moving two schools in the downtown area to virtual learning ahead of the possible protests leading up to the inauguration. Baldwin Middle Magnet and Floyd Middle Magnet will be virtual Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 130,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. Alabama's total case count is now over 336,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a Monday, starting your week out right. Reminder, we're doing two drawings this week. One will be the Motors Corporation sales gift card, $50 gift card. And we do that drawing on Thursday at 105. And then the Squeak Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. Did we do the drawing last Friday?
We did not do Sweet Creek.
What in
we
the
world? We got caught up with Barry Moore.
Man.
Oh, no.
So do you have that?
I have the list, yes.
You have the our random number generator?
I can pull that up if you like.
Because somebody messaged me and said, who won? And I went, I don't think anybody did.
Okay, let's go to random number generator. Put in the number of entries. Nope. There you go. Generate.
Oh. That was fast.
All right. We have the number. Let's do this.
Or the
name. The winner is Yaz Fan.
Man! Yaz Fan? Now, Yaz Fan won the Mortgage Corporation of the South, I think, a week ago. Didn't he?
Let's celebrate. No, it was a while back, actually.
It was.
It was. I'm not seeing him any recent winning.
Yes, fan, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up. And congratulations. He was a good caller. Remember that. I'm so glad I just remembered that. But we're doing a drawing this week, Thursday, Mortgage Corporation South, Friday, 2:30, 2:45, Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. The gift basket would have been great for Sunday's Tampa Bay Saints game. It would be wonderful for the Tampa Bay Green Bay Packers game, GB game. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be good. Wonder what the weather's going to be like for them.
Yeah, the 20s, I hear.
I have been to a Packers game in the snow.
Mm.
It's cold. You know what they do? They take coffee cans, and they put coals in them, and they light the coals, and then they put a blanket over your legs, and you put the coffee can with the lit coals in, and you're not going to get a hot flame coming out of the top. They do something it's a certain type of coal that just produces heat, and that's how they stay warm. And drink. They drink like crazy. I was at my hotel about to go somewhere on a game day, and it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. Game was going to be at 3 o'clock their time, and they were already drinking. These people are serious, and they need a lot of antifreeze, so they get it. Okay, so Rick Grinnell is going to be asked about Durham and indictments. Listen in.
Do you expect indictments from John Durham? First, he's a prosecutor. He's running a criminal investigation. First, you said there was going to be an interim report. Then we were told we will likely see indictments. Will we see indictments in the Russia hoax criminal investigation?
So the answer is I don't know, but I suspect that we will. He's been very thorough. The information that he's been asking has been detailed and diverse. I think that we will see some sort of indictments, and I certainly think that he will focus on the right people. This is not a political exercise for him. He's demonstrated that over and over.
So he expects, and I hope he is right, because that's going to be a biggie. Yes, fan, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. First time ever winning anything.
No, it's not. You won the Mortgage Corporation of the South.
I just checked. You did not.
He said no?
No, he did not.
Oh, you just went up and visited with them, because I saw a picture of you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I went up to visit and say hi to him, you know, but I never won anything.
Well, congratulations. You've changed that now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really happy for you. Okay, so let me ask a couple questions. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
Once.
Only once?
Yeah.
Well, once you do it this time, you'll be going back for more and more and more. Okay, so here's all I ask is that once you go, that you call me back and tell me what you got. Would you do that for me?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir, I will.
Excellente. So I'm sending Reed Ingram your information as we speak, and you should be able to head down there today if you'd like.
All right, cool. I agree. I really appreciate that.
You are so very welcome. You have a great day and congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Well, I'm glad you remember. We just got so caught up with Barry Moore there that we forgot last Friday.
Let's go to Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm not so good. I gotta go in the hospital and get the presidential treatment with the IV for the COVID-19. My husband and I both have it and tested today. So because of my COPD and asthma and my age, they want to put me in the outpatient for IV treatment of the same stuff that Trump got.
Wow. So yeah. When are you going to do that?
Well, they're going to call me sometime today and set the appointment up as soon as possible.
Well, I really appreciate you you letting us know about that. Is your husband going to get the same thing?
Well, he's got the same thing, but he don't have to have the same treatment because, you know, he doesn't have asthma and COPD like I do. And, you know, he's got, you know, different things, you know, that makes him a high risk, but he doesn't have to have that treatment like I do because, you know, my situation is a little bit different.
Well,
they told me not to talk so much because, which is unusual for me because I'm a talker, you know. But my you can get winded, you know, real bad if you talk so much. So, but anyway, I've got to get that done within the next day or so before this gets out of hand, you know.
Well, get it as fast as you possibly can.
Yeah, well, y'all keep me in your prayers. I appreciate it.
Baby Ruth, absolutely. You take care, my dear.
Will you put me on that Sweet Creek and that other thing?
I sure can. Give me a month and day.
July 7th, 7-7,
huh? Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Appreciate everything you do. I hope you get feeling better yourself.
Thank you so much. Our prayers will be with you.
Hate to hear that.
I hate to hear that myself. Sweet lady, sweet lady. But we got Yaz taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for Yaz. Yeah, Yaz just went up and visited, I guess, with John. He just dropped in on him. Excuse me. Okay, so this is important. He's going to be talking about China and the influence in California.
You have said many times that China remains our biggest threat in this country. The Chinese Communist Party wants to overtake the United States as the number one superpower. And the foreign policy team is packed with China appeasers in this incoming administration. Jake Sullivan for NSA co-authored an essay arguing for managed coexistence with China. Anthony Blinken for Secretary of State named in Ron Johnson's report on Hunter Biden and Burisma scrubbing the website of the CCP's China ties. Alejandro Mayorkas for the Department of Homeland Security, he was found to have sold green cards to Chinese nationals on the behalf of Democrat donors. And then there's all the activity in San Francisco. What can you tell us about the China threat and what you have learned about California's ties to the CCP?
Well, the first thing let's say is that Russia's a problem, China's a crisis, and for those who try to flip that around, they're really giving the Beijing line. What we've seen in the Bay Area in San Francisco is the Chinese spies have infiltrated the Bay Area political system. You look at Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer information this week, Eric Swalwell, even Gavin Newsom. These are all San Francisco, Northern California, Bay Area politicians who have fallen prey to Chinese spy tactics. We have to call it out and be very clear that what they are trying to do is compete with the United States to the point where they defeat us. This is the communist China strategy, and we can't be unclear about that. We have to recognize when we have a competitor that has infiltrated into our political system at the local level, that's their strategy, And they hope that these local politicians build up and grow up and their relationship expands. But when it comes to governors across our state, members of Congress, politicians, the educational system, certainly we've seen Chinese spies throughout all of academia. And we have to be able to recognize it and call it out and get rid of it. This is a competition of big ideas, communism versus capitalism.
You know, you really did a good job kind of listing off all the people. I mean, Eric Swalwell, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer. He mentioned Gavin Newsom. I haven't seen anything of a connection. But the Barbara Boxer, I mean, she was the people that are doing things of profiling folks and intelligence thing. She was basically on payroll with them from China and the CCP. And they seem to find these folks and get in there. Dianne Feinstein had this driver for 23 years? 23 years? Man, that's finding a future politician.
Well, and the really eerie thing in terms of big picture, is, especially as you pointed out with McConnell, it starts in 93, he gets married to Elaine Chao. You know, and McConnell's one example, Feinstein, many others. Probably more than we know even right now.
Oh, but I'm sure they're all over the place.
But the real eerie thing is how much the United States and China are starting to look alike. Like, they become more debtors in a big way. They have problems joining us. And it's how similar our systems operate. They still are much more authoritarian, don't have the same tradition of liberty. But the way they use intelligence, the way they use economic power to manipulate and leverage things, we've been doing that for years. It's just it's very eerie to see so many in the ruling class of this country say, yeah, well, maybe China should run the world for a while. It'll be fine.
Bite your tongue.
I think there are too many who believe that, though, the managed decline of the United States.
Well, you're absolutely right on our involvement in other places in the world and using money as influence. And,
yeah,
you know, when you look at the Shah and Iran and that kind of stuff.
And the Marshall Plan was great. I mean, it was a great idea. It worked right after World War II. But, and then other things that we just kept going with it. I'm just sitting here wondering, like, okay, it's back to normal. What did normal get us in the last two decades, let's say?
Yeah, well, back to normal means you're going back to the stuff that you were doing that you don't want anybody to find out about.
Right.
And the whole key on this whole thing will be, what will the media talk about? What will the media say? And we're going to get into the press things after a while, but this is nuts what we're doing. Going to be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Earnest Financial LLC presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years. Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement, the money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Joey and I are quoting lines from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Great movie. Every man 272-9228 is where we are. A good song. On a ship, fantasy, all your dreams will come true right away, and we will live together. Another group that really put together songs really well. Keep that sub beat going. But I digress. Okay, let's go back to Rick Grenell talking about he's going to enumerate the people that CCP has influence over.
It's very disturbing, and the whole world should worry about this, I believe, Rick. I mean, if the Chinese Communist Party is saying they want to overtake America to become the number one superpower, the free world should be outraged by this, that a communist country wants to be the dominant country in the world. And I feel like these Chinese spy stories that you're referring to, Dianne Feinstein had a driver and a manager for 20 years. He's listening to her and sending information back to the CCP. It was sort of blown off. The mainstream media didn't talk much about it. Same with Barbara Boxer. Now we've got the Eric Swalwell situation. He is China's guy. I mean, you know, this Christine Fong met him when he was a local politician. She raised money for him, helped him become an elected official in Congress, and now is on the Intel Committee, and Nancy Pelosi just put him on the Homeland Security Committee. It was also a stick in the eye, I guess, on Nancy Pelosi's part to say he's one of the managers for an impeachment trial for President Trump. Your reaction?
Look, it's the Chinese strategy, the Communist Party's strategy in the United States, specifically in San Francisco in the Bay Area, is working. They are developing relationships that are extremely problematic. And what we have is many of these politicians are the leaders of saying, look over at Russia. Russia is the problem. Don't look at Beijing. Don't look at China. We see this as a huge problem. And the irony is that right down the road is Silicon Valley, where big tech is starting its march towards doing many things that the Communist Chinese Party welcomes. We look at 5G technology and the fact that we're trying to stop companies like Huawei from selling to our allies around the world. We see the problem with TikTok. We see the problem developing with facial recognition companies. The Chinese companies that do facial recognition are terrible. They are the irresponsible companies using technology for nefarious reasons. The American versions of all those need to be supported. We need to never be in a position where we're asking our allies to reject Huawei and not have an option on 5G. We cannot be behind on technology, and we have too many people in Washington, too many people in academia that have decided that they are just going to manage the relationship with China, as Jake Sullivan says. I think that's a dangerous road.
You know, all these balls that are up in the air, 5G, Iran, nuclear deal, the Abraham Accord, I think all these things are just going to get unraveled because they were Trump and they're not Biden, and they're against that worldview that the Biden administration has. And it just...
Right.
It's a shame because we've come so far in such a short amount of time to get the U.S. posture to where they... where we are right now, and we're about to go back into the mid-Obama administration. And talk about not respected. No clarity of vision of what you're going to do. There was clarity with Trump. You knew. And... you know, North Korea is starting to fire rockets off again and doing their parades and things. I'm wondering what the TikTok is going to be on that. When all of a sudden North Korea is going to let their presence be known, how long after 12 o'clock on January the 20th is the first missile fired that's going somewhere other than right there in North Korea? I don't know. It's very, very troublesome. Okay, so Grinnell, who's big on the on this China part, he was one of the folks that, one of the first people that sent out an alarm about this. He's going to talk about the Biden picks in the cabinet and China.
And I recognize the danger. We recognize the danger on this program, have been zeroing in on the CCP's goals and motives now for 4 years at least. And one of the reasons that we highlighted the story of Hunter Biden accepting money from companies overseas, in particular, doing a deal with a Chinese company that was tied to the Communist Party. All of this is important to understand as we try to better understand what the U.S.-China policy will be in a different administration. President Trump was very tough on China. First time we saw that in this 40 years of engagement with China. Rick, do you believe that the China policy will change and become softer under Joe Biden?
I think it already has. I think that Beijing is celebrating many of these appointments that that the Biden administration is putting forward. It's a big concern, and we need to make sure that conservative Democrats, those who are concerned about China, speak up. Because when you look at the Senate, you look at the House, Republicans cannot do it alone. We are going to need to have allies in the Democratic Party. We can't be fighting about everything on a partisan basis. We need to reach out and explain why this is such a crisis to Democrats and have them stand up.
And but who's going to carry that water for you now? And that's the problem. There's a void that's there. There are some anti-China folks that are Republicans, but the loss of those two Senate seats in Georgia has made, and then also Josh Hawley, kind of where he is on the spectrum, is the most hated man on Capitol Hill next to Ted Cruz. Which I think they probably may have some China connection to that, because he has spoken out so harshly against China. Rodney, coming back to you after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted. Our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-447. Or like us on Facebook.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a pretty nice start to the week. We're headed for a freeze again tonight, but I have news about a warming trend. Tonight, clear and cold again. Overnight low temperature close to the freeze mark. I have us around 33 degrees at dawn. Tomorrow, the warming trend gets established with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Good bit of sunshine. In fact, even a lot of sun on Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. Then rain becomes likely by Thursday and Friday. Highs still in the 60s even then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You can't always get what you want. 272-9228, that's where we are.
But if you try sometime, it just might find.
Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000. John Williams and the whole crew of Mortgage Corporation of the South helping you obtain a loan, maybe new loan, maybe home equity loan for doing the repairs that my client is going to be calling them about. You know, when you're doing $35,000 worth of repairs and you can get that interest rate in the twos right now, that is a heck of a deal. A lot of people are doing that. I have a lot of clients that have added on to their house or built outside entertainment centers that, and this is the perfect way to do it. Interest rates in the twos? Are you kidding me? Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000. Call John Williams and the whole gang there. They're great and they're going to take care of you. Please tell them you're Dan Morris Show listener. NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, how was your weekend?
It was great, Dan and Joey. How about y'all? How was y'all weekend?
It was good, except for being too cold on Sunday morning.
Yeah, it was cold, I can tell you that.
27 degrees.
Yeah, it was a little bit chilly, I'd say. But guys, look, it was still a beautiful day.
It was.
You know, so the Lord blessed me and let me have that day, so I thank him for that. And I also thank him for the day, each day and every day. But, Dan, you know what? As we watch, it's like the old soap opera, as the world turns. And as the political world turns, it's just fascinating that as many people have such a sharp attention span, and they're about to get reawoken. Because here comes the Obama policy back. And I think a lot of these folks don't have no span of memory longer than 6 months with anything political, and they ain't had no idea what they voted for, but they're about to get it, Dan. You know, they're about to get a good full fist of it. But the question is this the start or the end of the revolution in this country? Because if I'm correct, and people have had a short memory span of all of this, they're going to get awoken real quick. And they're going to get a big dose of it for the next run of this administration. The old saying, you get what you vote for, and buddy, y'all about to get it. And we're going to sit back and laugh it up, because people, you have to understand that people are in low income and everything else, they're about to get it, Dan. People who have got kids in college, wait till they start coming home telling the stories. The daughters with some guy in their bathroom. Wait till all these things start to fester and come to roost back home. I believe in 4 years from now, if this keeps up, there'll be a revolution election that you ain't never seen in your life.
And so 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years. So that's what my thoughts are. That's what I see happening. I think a lot of people is not ready for that again and had no idea that's what was going to happen. I think a lot of them thought, yeah, you know, they didn't agree with a lot of things in the Obama administration. And then Biden came along, and they put their trust in there, and they're getting a full dose of that administration again, partner. They're about to get it. And they better be able to hang on for the next 4 years. That's all I can say, because my kids ain't going to be going in none of them schools and doing any of that stuff, unfortunately. But there's a lot of folks out there that does have that's going to affect. Across the political spectrum all over the place. And so we'll see. I look forward to seeing Biden, pardon my French, screw up as much as he can. So in the next presidential election, maybe the American people will all pull together and not as a party for a political party, but for America. And let's put somebody in there. If you don't like Trump, let's find somebody better than Trump that can do what Trump was doing. But nobody can disagree what he was doing was right for our country. Simple as that. So,
Rodney, I want to thank you for your telephone call.
All right, guys. Look, y'all keep on doing what y'all doing, and I'll keep on listening. And, yeah, Dan, I'm crying. My Saints have went home for the season.
Oh, man. That was a great game. That was a great game, though.
Yeah, but so anyway. We'll look forward to tomorrow and talk to you some more.
Thanks, Rodney. You know, one of the things that Marie, hang on for me. One of the things that they're going to really realize is a totally bad idea, and that's the $15 federal minimum wage. That is nuts. I mean, there are people that are going to have to decide what they're going to do. They're either going to automate, they're going to cut back, or they're going to change the way they're doing business. It just is not going to work. And people are going to lose jobs. And if you, they did this article talking about it could, you know, help bring up 1.5 million people out of poverty. Well, then you read down in the article, way down in the article, also it's going to unemploy about 11 million people. So you bring 1 million out of poverty, you unemploy 11 million people. Marie, welcome aboard.
Thank you for calling, taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I have a couple of ideas that I was just wanting to throw out and share with you. Number one, the lady that called about the COVID antibodies. Congratulations on her, and that is available here in Montgomery. And you just, well, I work for a doctor's office, so I know that it's not being used as much as it should be. So.
Are y'all doing shots?
No, we're not doing none of the vaccine shots. We're a well facility, so, you know, we don't bring any sick patients in. Actually, we're an asthma clinic, so, you know, we have our share, and we've seen a lot of problems with the COVID. I'm looking forward for us to get past all of it, just to get past all of it. But the reason for my call, anyway, is as a regular person, I'm all this politics that's going on, it's kind of like being on a washing machine. You really don't know which way you're going to come up. and as a regular person, you know, I want to do what I can. I cannot keep up with all the politics and everything that goes down. There's so much and so much fake news and whatever else. But as a person, we just all as Americans need to remember to try to buy American. You know, go on Amazon, look at refrigerator cartridges. You can buy an American cartridge for $50 or three of the same cartridges from China for $60. So what do you do, you know? And as I was putting the China ones in my refrigerator, I'm like, wow, you know, who knows, right? So we just need to buy American. That's all I'm saying is I'm going to try to be more observant in what I buy and try to move towards American and support America the best way I can. And that's really all I had to say.
I like that. In the wellness clinic, you said you do a lot of asthma cases?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Because COVID folks that have asthma, they are very, because anything pulmonary has got, you're at a higher risk. So how do y'all advise your asthma patients?
Well, we advise our asthma patients that they're really at no higher risk for COVID if their asthma's in check, which means being strict on, you know, taking care of their lungs, using their medications as directed, following the nose sprays and whatever else it involves, because oftentimes it does involve a combination of inhaled steroids and intranasal steroids, you know, to keep people well. And as long as they keep their asthma in check, they're at no higher risk. But if they do get sick, they do have a tendency to be sicker. And, of course, you know, the science has showed that it does, COVID does in some way damage heart and lung to some extent,
mm-hmm.
because it's a horrid, horrid virus. It really is. But nothing new. You know, we went back all the way to the SARS and the MERS and whatever else way back when. So it's been around, and this is number 19. And I don't know where it's going to take us. I sure hope we can get past it. I got my vaccine. I got my first dose there at Jackson, and I got my another one coming in, I guess, 2 weeks. I had no problem, sore arm, that's about it. So,
well,
and all of us in the office got our vaccine.
Well, I appreciate that. My brother got his and his wife last week at Jackson and said it was a pretty easy thing.
It was easy. It was so easy. I mean, they asked me if I was a nurse. Yes, I'm a nurse, and they gave it to me. So, you know, I didn't have to show them nothing. So, I'm really a little disappointed on how many vaccines that we have in Alabama have gotten out, because I know we got close to 200,000 doses. And at whatever point, last week, we'd still only gotten out, and I'm not good with that, 85,000, something like that, not even half. So it's just disappointing. You know, we should be able to get vaccines out faster than that. My goodness.
Yeah, we were one of the slowest states in the country.
Yeah, well, it's awful. I mean, it's unfortunate because we have all of these opportunities, but we have people, I think, who are more, I don't know if greed gets in the way of a lot of things. I don't know. Political things get political and then things get buried, unfortunately.
Well, I personally think, in talking to some medical people, that our head of the health department for the state is too reliant on bureaucratic operations to do things, and it's not doing very well.
That wouldn't surprise me one little bit.
I mean, county health centers would not be the place I would be have been going to.
Right. Well, absolutely. Exactly. And like I had told my doctor, I got a text from the Board of Nursing that said, this is what's going on in all the counties in Alabama. And when I pulled up Montgomery, it had zero on the webpage, zero on the spreadsheet, zero. So, I mean, yeah. You know, I know that some had gotten out, but the spreadsheet was zero, so whatever.
I enjoyed my chat with you. So you,
absolutely.
The Jackson Hospital one is the Moderna, right?
That's correct.
Was there a question on there? Are you allergic to contrast dye?
No.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you for talking.
Thank you for listening. Talking. Very thank you. Let me do this. Let me go to a quicker break and let's set things up. We'll be back after this.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are. Let's do Howard Kurtz first. Howard Kurtz is going to be asked about the media misreporting some things on this security and some things that have happened in Washington, D.C. Listen in.
Conflicting reports emerging over the arrest of a heavily armed man who tried to enter a security checkpoint near the Capitol on Friday.
Several news outlets were quick to report the man as a potential suspect planning more violence. The claim was later proven to be not the full story. The man was identified as an employee for a private security firm. Fox News media analyst Howie Kurtz joins us now to discuss. You know, there were tweets on the left. Here's one from Jim Sciutto saying basically 500 rounds of ammunition, a loaded handgun, attempted to pass through a police checkpoint. But then Carol Lenig also said, he was not accused of presenting phony or fabricated credentials. He presented some, and a police officer determined he wasn't authorized to be in that area, and that was in the court hearing. Lots of reporting, a lot of people trying to get the story. Howie, what happened here?
What happened here was a rush to judgment because, look, this was, it sounded kind of scary. You know, a guy with a truck with all his ammo and fake credentials was reported. CNN was the first to report it. Lots of news organizations, including Fox, followed it. And it turned out he was a private security guard. He forgot he had a firearm in his truck. He had a private credential, but he didn't have the government credential. And he was released after a hearing. The atmosphere in Washington is so tense right now. It's almost reminiscent of the period after 9/11, that the media are jumping on every arrest, every rumor, every report of a possible terrorist threat, sometimes before waiting for the details to come in.
No, the news media do that? And they really did. I mean, I remember I mentioned the report on the show here. And, you know, like, who is this guy? And it sounded like he was a private security person. But they overblew it, and they never retracted it. They never corrected it. Now they're going to be talking about the White House press briefings and going back to them under the Biden administration.
Understandable, right? We just talked to the National Guard, the general heading up the D.C. command, and he said they would rather do all the right things and not be second-guessed later. So there's that. There's also a return to the briefing room this week. We understand that incoming press secretary Jen Psaki will return to regular briefings, and that is to start on Wednesday. What do you think the relationship of the Biden administration will have with the press? And Biden's been around for a while. Jen Psaki obviously has a lot of experience with reporters in Washington.
Jen Psaki at the Obama State Department and elsewhere obviously knows how to do this. And I'm glad that the daily briefings are coming back. They went away for a while during the Trump administration, as you know, from standing behind that podium. They can be very valuable for the press in terms of drilling down on decisions and policies. And also it forces any White House to decide, well, what is our policy? What are we going to say when reporters inevitably ask about this, that, or the other controversy? I think that President Biden will be speaking to the press far less often than Donald Trump has. if you look at his transition period and even during the campaign, maybe he took questions once a week. I hope he'll do more than that. But it's kind of a return to what George W. Bush and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama did. So that will, I think, put more of a spotlight on the press secretary and her briefings.
Well, took questions once a week, took three questions once a week from predetermined reporters that they selected. That's a big difference. Let me go to Ben Domenech talking about big tech crushing free conservative speech.
Some social media giant platforms are accused of censoring conservatives, but that's not stopping a former Facebook insider now pushing to take it one step further and start pulling some plugs.
We have to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers to reach these huge audiences. They are extremely radical and pushing extremely radical views. And so it's up to the Facebooks and YouTubes in particular to think about whether or not they want to be effectively cable networks for disinformation.
All right, here with reaction, the Federalist publisher, Ben Domenech. You are a conservative influencer. You need to have your plug pulled.
Well, look, I think it's interesting that they're kind of saying the soft part loud now about things that they've been keeping, opinions they've been keeping to themselves for a while. And as a tryout for, you know, AOC's Ministry of Truth, I think that that was a pretty good performance. But in this instance, I think that we have to see here what's really going on, which is that big tech wants to broaden this crackdown in a lot of different ways and bring a lot of different corporations along with them. They are going to collude together going forward to crush conservative speech everywhere that it rises up, and they're going to use arguments for that that sound along the lines of arguments you might have heard in the past about shutting down ISIS and the like, which is a comparison that this same guest made. Those are the kinds of radical comments that are the opposite of any kind of unity message, any kind of coming together. Sure. Instead, it just seeks to crush the speech of people that you disagree with, which has never been the American way.
You know, one of the things I'm going to spend 2021 doing is pointing out when the media doesn't report things or how they report things, because I think you're going to see a huge difference between the way Trump was covered and the way Biden's covered. I mean, that's kind of overly obvious, but it is going to be so sterile, it's going to be so vacuous, and it's going to be so mamby-pamby. And where they were aggressive whoop packs going after Trump, they're going to be this genteel Levithan type folks. And then when the Biden group kind of gets caught in a lie, how do they handle that, and what do they not report on? Let me stay with Ben here. Comparison with growing support for conservatives.
We have heard over the last week there are a number of Fortune 500 corporations that want to stop donating money to members of Congress who on January 6th did not vote to certify the election. And now we're hearing that apparently there are some Democrat members of Congress who say those 130 or 140 members of Congress, all Republicans, who would not do that, need to be punished because they ultimately are responsible for what happened on that day in part.
Well, obviously, that wasn't their attitude when you had Democrats on the other side of this voting against certification in 2001, in 2005, and after the election in 2016, of course. But this is also a situation, I think, where this is all a part of their agenda to play up the Republican Party as being too radical to even do business with. Frankly, from my perspective, I'm glad to see some of that corporate money go away, because it's going to be replaced by small-dollar online donations, the kind of support that we saw the president garnered during his entire career. And that's something that I actually think is good for the GOP. They should be listening more to their voters and less toward the various corporations that frankly hate those same voters. They want to be able to sell their products to them, but also look down on them. And as I said, to crush their conservative speech whenever it rises up and becomes something that they view as problematic for their bottom line.
Yeah, the Republicans are in kind of a rock and a hard place. I'm talking about institutional Republicans, the Liz Cheneys of the world. What do they do now? They're going to get corporate money because of who they are, but they're not going to get the small base money. And the Republican National Committee and some of the Senatorial Committee, Congressional Committee, are finding themselves in kind of a rough place because of some of the things some of these members have said, and they don't feel that those two committees are toeing the line. They don't have to say that Trump's the greatest thing since Wheaties, but don't beat up on Trump is kind of the consensus. And fundraising has gone down substantially for those two groups since the January the 6th and 7th time period. So let me continue on here. Standing up against the Biden agenda, something we must do.
On Wednesday at noon, Joe Biden becomes the president of the United States, our 46th. And a brand new Pew poll finds that 59% of Republicans, a majority, want Republicans to stand up to Joe Biden when it comes to his legislation in the House and the Senate. Does that sound about right to you?
I think that number probably is going to move even higher as we actually see what the Biden agenda looks like. So much of this pandemic conversation pushed to the sides, all the different areas of policy that we'd like to know about a candidate. And I think that, frankly, people are going to be surprised by how much the Joe Biden that they see right now in 2021 is different than the one that they saw back in, say, 2009. As the Democratic Party has moved left, so has Joe Biden. And I think the Biden-Harris administration is going to push a lot of radical things that, frankly, are going to serve to reunify any kind of Republican infighting or civil war over the various things that have happened, as we've seen in the past couple of weeks. When you see that agenda, I think you'll see that number only continue to grow.
There needs to be they need to kind of get hold of themselves. I'm not sure how Trump enters back into the playing field. I think he will, but they need some type of leadership. Real quickly, did you ever see the movie Seabiscuit?
No.
I want to tell you something. That is a great movie. Right before the Bucs-Saints game, it was on.
Yeah.
And I recorded so I could fly through it pretty fast so I didn't miss too much of the opening of the game, because I recorded that. But I want to tell you what. You and your writing capabilities, you would love that movie. It's as my white English literature writer, composition person said, it's one of those stories within a story. And it's a great, it's a true story, too. Joey, thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12.